selling. The word that instills fear into the very souls of so many heart-led entrepreneurs. Selling is sleazy. Selling is awkward. Selling is embarrassing. Selling just feels all icky and wrong, which is why so many online business owners, myself included, spend the first few years hardly selling a thing, or alternatively, find themselves forced into sales techniques that just don't feel good. I've done both of these things in the past. Here's the thing. Yes, you've got to eat. Yes, you deserve to earn for your service, but you don't have to be a hard-selling marketing machine to sell your products and convert your fans into paying customers with ease. In this episode, we're talking about the brand new paradigm of selling online, one that's less about the hard sell, hustle, and strategy, and more about being heart-led, authentic, and only doing what feels good. Welcome to episode 23 of the Content Download, Heart-Led Over Hard Sell. The only strategy you need to make sales online as a solopreneur. On the inside, really you're a change maker, a trailblazer, a dream chaser, sometimes a bit of a troublemaker, because it's hard to shine your light when you're stuck inside a box. You're a spiritually curious, creative thinker who only wants to do meaningful work that's going to have a positive impact on the world. It's time to find your voice and stop hiding your light. Showing up online, creating powerful content, and living out your purpose as a thought leader can feel intimidating, but it doesn't have to be scary, and you don't have to do it alone. I'm on a mission to help you create content with a heartbeat, to find your voice so you can start consciously communicating your soul work and send it out into the world with impact. Because if you can dream it, it is meant for you. In fact, it's already done. I'm Kate Butler-Ross, and this is the Content Download. I made a lot of mistakes when I started my business, as I've often talked about on this show. But the biggest was that I served, but hardly ever offered anything to sell. Ironically, I was teaching copywriting skills only at that time, also known as how to sell with words, but I spent most of my time coming up with excuses about why I had to wait before I could actually sell something. And it was basically because I hated selling. Now, I obviously wanted to make my business work and to make money, but I associated selling with doing things that didn't feel good or comfortable, because that's what I was seeing modeled around me online. And I think a lot of heart-led entrepreneurs feel the same, because often the sales tactics that are seen as normal or are commonly taught are ones which can feel really uncomfortable and off-putting, both as a business owner and also a consumer. For years, the online space has been dominated with sales techniques which are so in your face and use scare tactics and FOMO and fake urgency. And if you're a sensitive entrepreneurial type like me, and maybe you, it can make you want to recoil. And personally, even when I've wanted to buy something, anything, you know, that uses marketing tactics along those lines kind of makes me not want it out of principle. Likewise, I don't want people to work with me or buy my stuff because they felt pressured to do it now or never, or because I'd used a strategy there was a chance they might later feel had bamboozled them into taking action. There had to be another way, and there is. And yet, because few people I could see were actually modeling this other way when I first started out in online business, I didn't realize that I was already pretty much doing it, just not taking that final step of asking for the sale, because that bit I don't think you can get around. Now, these old hard sell techniques are still going on today. You don't have to look far for more of that hustling, pushing paradigm. Big launches with flashy videos that are all high production values, fluff and FOMO, some even using NLP techniques for evil to foolproof a sale. And there's no doubt that makes a lot of money for a lot of people. But when you're a heart-led entrepreneur, that is never going to feel good as a marketing tactic. And even though I know that good copywriting and marketing skills persuade but never manipulate, and often that persuasion is exactly what we need to get over our procrastination and self-sabotage and one day mentality and take the action we want to take, I've also seen a lot of shady lines being drawn around this, which could tip over into persuading someone to do something they want to do but aren't quite ready to do yet. As I say, That paradigm, I think, is on the way out. And there is an approach that feels good and authentic and easy. And thankfully, it's something that's now being modeled by some really conscious entrepreneurs, right from the big well-oiled machines of the seven-figure personality-led brands with high production values and fancy funnels and big launches, down to, you know, super successful but more low-key online experts that I am seeing in my own online community of heart-led entrepreneurs. And the thing they all have in common is what I call content with a heartbeat. Essentially, it's showing up, connecting with and serving your audience, being a real person with values and experiences and a worldview. It's showing them behind the scenes, letting them in, giving more than you're asking for, and filling your audience with goodwill and love for what you do. What this is not about is giving away your every secret or having a social media feed that's essentially a how-to on your topic of interest. It's about showing up as a four-dimensional person online, heart and soul, in every way that people want to connect with you online. As an authority and expert, yes, but also as a real person with experiences and stories and a life that is happening behind the curtain. Why is this important? Well, because people don't buy products, they buy into the brands and what they stand for. And as a heart-centered entrepreneur, everything you are and stand for is what your brand is about. So when you show up and consistently share this, the hard sell isn't needed. You just tell them what you have to offer, and many of them will already have all the information they need to know whether they are a no or a yes. Now, that doesn't mean that marketing and copywriting techniques shouldn't be used. It's just the intention behind them is different. Like deadlines, we use them not because you're forcing them to buy something out of FOMO, but because we all live very full lives, online and offline, and you understand we all need deadlines to help focus our attention and actually take action. Like real urgency. In other words, shining a light on what their urgent problem actually feels like, not because you want to prod their pain, but because you want them to understand that you understand what their problem actually means for them and help them realize the benefits of solving this problem today rather than tomorrow. And you also know that for some, it will be today. And for others, they won't be quite ready. And that's fine. They're either not your people or not your people yet. This also doesn't mean you can mention your offer once, and because you've built up such incredible know, like, and trust, they'll all buy straight away. Because the latest research is people need to hear about something around 20 times before they actually register it's happening. For a long time, we've been building a really sophisticated marketing filter to protect ourselves from the thousands of marketing messages we receive day in and day out, which means if you're selling something, you have to work harder to be heard, even by the people who want what you've got to sell. That doesn't mean using NLP for evil or sleazy marketing tactics, but it does mean that when you do have something to sell, we do need to talk about it and how bloody awesome it is all the time and unapologetically. But it won't feel awkward because you know you've been showing up as a genuine person, giving more than you receive, creating connection, building relationships, and that your paid offer is just the next level of your service. And it doesn't mean you can't ever slip into someone's DMs either, because you know there's a difference between cold messaging someone you've never spoken to or have connected with for the sole purpose of making a sale, and using DMs as a high touch and heart-led approach to people you know you resonate with and you know need what you want and would appreciate and be flattered by you approaching them directly. What I hope this shows you is that the hard sell is the old paradigm and the heart-led sell is the new paradigm. And for me, the difference is creating content with a heartbeat that serves and lets them know who you are and then lets them know what you have to offer. The difference here is all about the energy, not grabby, pushy, needy energy, but an energy that gives more than it receives, an energy that is obsessed with serving, but in an unattached way, because you know that a yes that really means a no now is nowhere near as satisfying as a yes that's all in just a few months later. I really hope this episode has helped kind of change your view on how you can approach the sell inside your business and how content really is this amazing tool that can help us connect with our audiences and our potential customers and kind of fill up their love banks so that when we are ready to tell them, you know, do you want to buy a paid offer or buy a product or become a client, it's easy. Like, they know whether they're a yes or a no, and you don't have to push or try or, you know, go crazy on the persuasion or even slip into the manipulation, because, you know, you're building genuine connections and relationships and showing them who you really are, both professionally and as an expert and as a person. And I think it just makes such a difference. Content with a heartbeat is exactly what I teach inside my membership community, Fearless Content, which, by the way, is about to open its doors to enrollment for a very short time, very soon. Because remember, deadlines focus attention. If you want to be the first to know when doors open, you can hop onto the waitlist right now. So head on over to the show notes because the link is there. I really hope you've enjoyed this episode. As always, please make sure you come over and join us inside the Content Downloads free Facebook group. You can find us by searching hashtag the Content Download, and the link to that is also in the show notes. And if you've enjoyed this episode or any others and you've taken some value away from it, please don't forget to subscribe and to rate us and also to leave a little review as well. That's all for today. Thanks so much for listening.